Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: my husband is not handling his business. Hi, Stephen Shirley. I really need your advice. I'm a 32-year-old woman and my husband is 37. When we first got married, our sex life was amazing. About 3 years into our marriage, intimacy became an issue. My husband started making excuses for not wanting to do it. He never wanted to have sex anymore. When we did do it, he would just lie there like he forgot what to do. So I came out of my comfort zone to try to get him excited. I would turn on porn, talk dirty to him, go to bed naked, get my hair done regularly, and even dress sexy. Nothing worked. After a while, I started to feel unattractive and unwanted. I questioned his commitment to me and our relationship, and he swore to me that he still loved me and that he didn't think we had a problem with our sex life. I suspected that he was cheating, and I snooped through his things. But I never found anything. So I started planning to have an affair with a guy that I worked with. I started staying out and entertaining this man at his house, but that didn't work out for me, so I ended that fling. My husband could feel that something wasn't right, so when I stopped coming in late, he changed. He was all over me, and we were having lots of sex, and everything was great. Then, about 7 months ago, we fell into another dry spell. I can't take this anymore. I'm only 32 years old, and my husband is not handling his business in the bedroom. I'm screaming on the inside. What's a woman to do? Please help. Well, it sounds like you've done pretty much everything, to get it going on in your marriage and in the bedroom. But really, I got nothing here. Either he's no longer attracted to you in that way.
I got it, Shirley. Don't worry about it. I'm here for
okay,
you.
Okay, I know you are, darling.
Take your time.
Okay, either he's no longer attracted to you, like I said. He's no longer interested in being married or being married to you. Or he has some sort of medical or mental issue going on. Or maybe he's bisexual or gay. Or maybe he's just plain lazy. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just not into you anymore, like the book and the movie said. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I got.
You should have just left it at that. You didn't have well, to turn to do gay shit.
No, I didn't turn him gay. I'm just throwing it out there. You never know. He's not interested. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, here's the deal. Classroom is in session. May I have your undivided attention?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't just poo-poo my answer like that.
You poo-pooed it.
I'm talking to Steve.
Wait, what?
I'm talking to
Shirley,
you.
I ain't said nothing about your answer.
No, the way you said it. I took offense to that. And that's okay, isn't it?
Don't.
Hello?
You know what, man? Just go on and
Hello?
Do your part. Just
what did
moving.
I say?
Class don't is buy in session. Into
her. I just said class is in session.
I know.
I have your undivided attention.
I know.
Ain't nobody poo-pooed on
okay,
you. I ain't saying nothing about you.
Don't dismiss it. Okay. It was good stuff in there.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah. I can tell. She didn't feel comfortable with it. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm good.
All right, Tommy,
quit being an instigator. Quit being messy.
Yeah, you worry about your W.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And your height.
My husband is not handling his business. Mm. She 32, he 37. They first got married, they was having sex all the time, everywhere. About 3 years into the marriage, intimacy became an issue. My husband started making excuses for not wanting to do it. He never wanted to have sex anymore. And when we do it, he would just lie there like he forgot what to do. Now, look, let's just get to this letter. Because I already know it's one of three things. And that's all it is. But since you want to go down the letter, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out of order. Here is the one of two things that's wrong, but there is also a third thing. I'm going to say that for last. There could be, number one, a financial issue. How is your man doing in terms of where he wants to be in life? Is he where he wants to be? Does he feel like he could do more? Is he behind the eight ball? Is he playing catch up? Because when we are not financially secure and we don't got our money together, and how we going to make it to take care of everybody, it throws us into something. Women have a biological clock that ticks. Men have a financial clock that ticks. His financial clock alarm could have gone off. That's one reason. It could be purely financial. Them bills, the burden of having to take care of everybody, how much he making, how much he get to keep. Can he go play golf? Can he buy a pair of shoes? Do you have everything you want? What is it? What is it? What is it? It could be financial. Second reason, it could be a physical problem. Impotency in men is a big thing. All you got to do is watch TV. They got a commercial on every 5 minutes. GNC got testosterone, got Big Frank Thomas in there. Talking about, I take these testosterone tablets, I'm back. I sure wish my husband would take. Well, get him some. Then they got the Viagra commercial. Dude in there got a 100-milligram pack just stuck in his luggage where you ain't got to carry a whole bottle. And they got his luggage open. Why he got this pack of Viagra laying out and opening this damn luggage? Yeah. And somebody could take your pill. Now your weekend is shot. Seattle's got them two white people holding hands in the bathtub. Well, where's you at where you got two separate bathtubs sitting next to each other on a mountain?
Yeah.
Nice commercial, ain't true. Cialis, Viagra, testosterone. Cialis. Alpha male.
Yeah.
Extends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You extend.
But
now, that could be his problem. But I think the problem is deeper than that. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the third reason that you might have to look into.
Let's go with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. My husband is not handling his business.
Well, he ain't. He ain't handling his business.
Let's keep it 100.
You 32, 33, y'all first started having sex. It was amazing. Now 3 years in, y'all hit something wrong. And you don't know what it is. And then when you do have sex with him, he laying there like he done forgot what to do. Lack of interest. Something is on his mind. One of two things I told you, but it's a third thing too, and it's in your letter. I just want to point it out. It could be financial. The man ain't where he wanted to be. When we got financial woes and worries on us, man, it changes us. Sexual appetite diminishes a bit because we're trying to figure out how to get this thing together.
Right.
It could be financial. Financial clock is ticking. Second reason, here's the other reason. It could be a physical problem. You see the commercials on TV. Viagra got a new package. You can buy 100 milligrams, the weekend package. Put one in your luggage. But now he got it right up under the fishnet on his luggage so the TSA man can see it, unzip it, act like he's searching. Now he got his Viagra. Now your whole weekend shot. See, Alice has got commercials.
Yeah.
Everything. There's an alarming note on one of the commercials, just a side note. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, call your doctor. Why would I do that?
Hell no.
Why would I call anybody?
Oh, I'm
that's
call
not a long time.
4 hours? I'm not calling nobody.
Mm-mm. What are you doing?
I'm taking time-coded selfies.
To go off.
I'm going to record this from every angle. That's 1 hour. Still here.
Wow.
An hour. You get an hour. You doing something. 2 hours. I got to send this to somebody.
Too much.
Okay. So there we have it. Now, here's the third reason, young lady, that you might have to look at. And I discovered it in your letter. You said when we do it, he would just lie there and act like he forgot. Ah, here we go. So I came out of my comfort zone to try to get him excited. So now you didn't come out your comfort zone to get him excited. I would turn on porn. Talk dirty to him. Go to bed naked. Get my hair done regularly. And even dress sexy. Nothing worked. Okay, so let's pump the brake. So before all this was happening, what was you doing? Wasn't no talking dirty? You ain't never go to bed naked? What was your hair looking like before you started getting it done regularly?
Really?
And you even started dressing sexy. So you was Jane Hathaway before this started.
Make it about her.
No, I'm asking. I'm not making about her, but I want her to see. Could he have become bored because you stopped caring for yourself? I'm just asking. I don't know this. I'm just giving you the three things, the financial reason, his physical medical problem, or is it you, something you've done? Then after a while, I started feeling unattractive. So you're going to take your little fast tail down here and start having an affair with this man down at the job. And then as you so eloquently put it, I started staying out and entertaining this man at his house. Oh, you're entertaining now.
Oh,
so what is you doing now? Oh, you're 32, now you're an entertainer. What did he got a pole in the house? What's happening? What you doing at his house that's so damn entertaining? See, you didn't want to write it in your letter, but you started having sex with this man. That's what you did. So that didn't work out for me. So I ended the fling. My husband could feel that something wasn't right. So when I stopped coming in late, he changed. He was all over me because he missed you. See, you were at the other man's house doing all the entertaining. He missed you, so he had a chance to miss you. Maybe y'all need to have some date nights and create the miss you part of it. Then you need to come in here and do all this entertaining you was doing across town. Hello. Maybe you need to come out your comfort zone. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is, but it's one of them three things. It's either a financial problem he having, he got a physical problem, and he need to look at some of these commercials and get down there and see a damn doctor, or it's you.
It's her.
Yeah. What is you wearing over there while you entertaining?
Yeah.
Bring all them monkey costumes to the house.
Because you ain't been wearing them yet.
Circus outfits. We ain't seen none of this. Yo, you a French nurse over there. You got feather dusters, whips, high heel shoes, patent leather boots. You got panties with openings on them. What is all this in my house? Then about 7 months ago, we fell into another dry spell. I can't take this anymore. I'm only 32, and my husband's not handling his business in the bedroom. I'm screaming on the inside. What's a woman to do? Please help me. I don't know what y'all do when y'all scream on the inside. I know what we do when we scream on the inside.
What?
We start hollering on the outside. Mm-hmm.
So do we.
We start some hollering somewhere. Okay, sure. All right, now.
Yeah.
What's silence for? Gotta let them know.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
update them.
It's a great bit of information.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Well,
you're saying it could be some sort of medical or mental issue as well. I agree with that.
Shirley, you don't have to clear this up with me.
Steve, conversing.
No, we're conversing because you think I said something about your answer.
No, that's not it.
I thought your answer was excellent.
We're just having a discussion,
Steve. Why are you bringing your answer back up, Shirley?
Because we have time. We have time. That's all, because we have time.
She can bring it up if
she
wants
to. Yeah, and it's my letter.
Yeah,
I didn't say we can't go back, Carla, but I'm just saying.
That's what it sounds like.
No, but seriously, there is a problem here. We just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
No, I'm not. We can't talk about it. But I know
we can.
It's her.
Oh, see. Right there. You want to blame the woman. See.
Yeah. I think one of them is
over. She done went over there and had the affair. She went through the man's phone, found nothing. She went and had the affair. Now you want us to be cool with this. This heifer wrong.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. This is a good letter. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.